अवतार नहीं कहे हमें अवतार, मुनि सब ज्ञानी करे लक्षण विचार। तो चैतन्य से इनकार्नेशन ही नेवर एडवर्टाइज हिमसेल्फ दैट ही इज अवतार। But experienced muni, those who are liberated souls, those who are strong in Vedic knowledge, they understand that this is avatar, an incarnation, by the symptoms, as they are stated in the scripture. In the scripture, the color, the activities, and the time, and the place, and the parents, everything is described about the incarnation. So that just like everything has to be understood by the symptoms. That is the scientific advancement. Just like a drug is tested in the laboratory, and in the drug, the symptoms and the taste, how it is, how the color changes, how it tastes in the tongue, everything is described there, so scientists prove, understand the genuineness of a particular chemical by tasting. Similarly, nobody should be accepted as incarnation. That is foolishness. Incarnation, they are stated in the picture, their symptoms, everything is there, and one should understand from that. And the avatar never advertised. And anyone who advertises himself that I am incarnated, he should be at once rejected. Jasya avatara jnayante sarirasya saririna sarir atulyati सही विजयी देहिशु असंगति। The first thing is that avatar incarnation, he hasn't got this material body. The first symptom is. And still the avatar appears before us, because so far our senses are concerned, we can see the material objects. We can see a stone, we can see wood, we can see water, we cannot see even air, the finer material things, we cannot see mind. We know that mind there is in every soul, in every body, every one of us has got mind, but we cannot see the sky. So, in the material world also, there are so many finer things which he cannot see. And what to speak of spiritual? So, that spiritual, supreme spirit, when he appears before us, seeable, so that we can see. So, that is his mercy. That is his mercy. Because we cannot see even the soul within ourselves. We are seeing only the body. So what to speak of the Supreme Spirit? That is not possible. Yasyavataradhananta saririshu asirina. Therefore, it is inconceivable power that the incarnation of God appears before us. Sarub lakkhana tatastha lakkhana एक दु लक्षण वस्तु जाने मनुष्य द सिम्टम्स आर एनालाइज इन टू डिविजन स्वरूप लक्षण मीन्स द सिम्टम्स विच ऑलवेज प्रेजेंट दैट इज कॉल्ड स्वरूप लक्षण एंड तटस्थ लक्षण द सिम्टम्स विच आर समटाइम्स प्रेजेंट एंड समटाइम्स नॉट प्रेजेंट दे आर कॉल्ड इन दिस वे the experience stages, they analyze the characteristics of the avatar or God. Two symptoms. One symptom is always there, As soon as there is God, that constant symptom is there. And there are other symptoms which may appear sometimes, so may not appear. Akiti, prakiti, sarup, sarup lakkhan, karjadvara jane, tatastha lakkhan. Akiti, prakiti. The form and the activities are all uncommon, just like Krishna. Krishna, he married 16,000 wives and he divided himself into 16,000 Krishna. This is Kalapi. This is uncommon. God can expand himself in any number of forms. We cannot do that. That is it. Symptom of God. Akiti, prakiti. Prakiti is nature, supreme nature. As soon as he likes anything to do, he'll do it. There is no impediment. Prasasakti Bhuvudai Vishas. And he does in such nice way that we cannot conceive how it is being done. Nature's way. Akiti, prakiti. These are tatastha lakkhan, sarup lakkhan, personal symptoms of God. And kardadvara jani tatastha lakkhan, and the activities, just like Krishna when comes as incarnation, his activities, and activities of Rama, or activities of Nrisimha, activities of Vamana, these activities may differ. According to time, according to place, according to the mission, the activities may be different. But their activity, their feature, and their power, extraordinary. We should understand very nicely that incarnation means their feature and their nature uncommon. There may be difference. Just like Buddha's activity and Krishna's activity is very different. Because Buddha's activity was different because according to the place, according to the time, according to the audience, the activity. Avatar, incarnation comes when there is necessity. Yadadadahi dharmasya glani bhavati. When there is discrepancy in the discharge of dharma means the prescribed rules by which one can elevate himself to the transcendental life. That is not religion. Why in human society there is religion? The purpose is to elevate himself to the transcendental position. That is religion. Where there is no such aim to raise one from the fallen condition to the liberated state, so that is not religion. That is sentiment. Religion means that one should be raised from the fallen condition to the highest elevated condition. Therefore, there are so many rules and regulations. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Jadichantam brahmacharyam charan. Jadichantam. Just open the, I think, it is in the 8th chapter. 8th chapter, 15 verse. Open it. Read it.
Mam upesya
sanat. Now, that, before that.
Anandiyak sita.
Before that, Yadichantam, the slope is Yadichantam Brahma. Don't find it. Let me have the book. Yes, yes. 11th. जद अक्षरा वेद वीरो बदंती विशंति जब जतयो वितरागा जब इच्छन्त ब्रह्मचर्यं चरन्ति तत्ते पदं संग्रहेण प्रवक्ष्यामि। Here is the translation. I shall briefly describe to thee that state who is the knowers of the Vedas called the imperishable, who is the ascetic, free from passion, enter and desiring who is the lead a life of self-control. Not brahmacharya, is celibate. The translation is not clear. Celibacy means completely ceasing from sex life. Yadi chanta brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means celibate. No sex life. Therefore, the brahmacharya ashram is recommended. But the first basic principle of religious life, according to Vedic principle, the students are expected to go to the spiritual master's place and learn there how to live without any sex life. For 25 years, or at least for 20 years, the student is trained up in that way. Then he is allowed to enter into the grihastha life to marry. So there is a process. Religion means there must be process. It is not simply mental speculation. Yadi chantam brahmacharyam charanti. Yadi chantam brahmacharyam charanti tatte padam sangrahena pravakshyame. These things are described in the Bhagavad Gita. So, to understand, to elevate oneself from the fallen condition to the highest liberated condition, one has to be trained up, one has to follow the rules and regulations as they are prescribed. Otherwise, simply some recreation, spiritual recreation, talking something, this is that, maybe, and I lead my life like anything, that will not help us. Therefore, the Tatasthal of Khan. Therefore, you accept anyone and everyone as incarnation. Because you are not trained up who is incarnation. You see? And because you want to be cheated, there are so many cheaters who come for incarnation and this and that. And the society is going outside that. Not only here, in everywhere, every part of the world. They are not very serious. What is the ultimate aim of spiritual life? Spiritual life and material life is that when we want to enjoy, when we want to be lord of these material resources, that is material. And when we want to become servant of God, that is spiritual. There is no much difference between the activities of material life and spiritual life. Only the consciousness has to be changed. When my consciousness says to lord it over the material nature, that is material life. And when my consciousness is to serve Krishna, the Supreme Lord, the Krishna consciousness, that is spiritual life. So, as there are rules and regulations for accelerating your material possession, material life, similarly, there are rules and regulations for spiritual life also. So, the basic principle is, yadi chantam brahmacharyam charanti. One should be very regular, vitaraga. Vishanti jat jatayo vitaraga. Vitaraga means completely separated from materialistic life. Vitaraga. Raga means attachment. And becoming completely free. Jadakshanam brahma vidho bhagamti. Brahma vidho. Brahma, those who are conversant in Vedic literature. Aksharam. The God has his representation in three letters. Om, which is sounded, vibrated. Om. And there is no difference between Omkar and Krishna. It is admitted in the Bhagavad Gita that Omkarasmi, Apsadanam Omkarasmi, of all the letters I am the Omkar. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and Omkar. There is no difference. So far the transcendental sound vibration is concerned. But the objective is different. By Omkar, one attains impersonal existence in the Brahma Jyoti. And by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, one attains a spiritual body, and he is situated in the spiritual planet. We have many times discussed that there is a spiritual planet. That is the difference. So far quality is concerned, both of them are spiritual. Omkar or Hare Krishna. Bhagavatarambhe Vyas Mangalacharane Parameshwar Nirupila Dui Lakshane. Now, how these two different characteristics of God can be analyzed, that is mentioned in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya is referring. Lord Chaitanya's mission as preaching was based on 10% on the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavad Gita is a basic, preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, you will find most of the parallel passages and evidences offered by Lord Chaitanya. They are from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And some of the Puranas, just like Vishnu Puran, Padma Puran, they are called Shastic Puranas. Puranas in the most of goodness. There are 18 Puranas, 6 for each quality, most of the nature. Six Puranas for the persons who are in the most of ignorance, 6 Puranas for the persons who are in the most of passion, and 6 Puranas for persons who are in the mode of goodness. Those are actually qualified Brahmas. So Srimad Bhagavatam is called Mahapurana. Mahapurana means the topmost of all the Puranas. We have seen the review by the Theosophical Society of India of my book. There stated this very word, Mahapurana. Bhagavatam the Mahapurana. So Lord Chaitanya gives evidences from the Mahapuranam Srimad Bhagavatam that the Supreme Lord, the Absolute Truth, is analyzed in two characteristics. What are they? The personal characteristics and tatastha characteristics. Tatastha means they are sometimes manifested and they are not sometimes manifested. So this material world is the tatastha characteristic. And the spiritual world is the personal characteristic. So our effort is to get out of this tatastha, or tatastha means marginal. Marginal characteristic to the permanent characteristic. That is called spiritual evolution. We should not remain in the marginal state, but we should go to the permanent state. Thank you. Any questions?